My name is Reverend Dale William Caster, and my wife, Suzanne Wolf Caster, and I are living and serving amongst the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Ghana. Ghana is a small country on the western part of Africa. It borders the Gulf of Guinea beside the Atlantic Ocean, and we are called specifically to serve in the northern part of Ghana, and we are based in a town called Tamale. From there, we'll be serving the people of the northern region of Ghana, different ethnic groups. Ghana is a small country, but it has over 50 different ethnic groups, and each one of those groups has its own language. Because of that, English is kind of used as the most common language, but even still, we need to know a little bit of the languages of the areas in order to communicate, at least to show that we're welcome and we're glad to be with those people. We've been serving here since May of 2014. We're brand new missionaries here, and in some ways we're just getting started. We've come behind a number of wonderful missionaries, including our immediate supervisor, Reverend Dr. David Erber, and his wife Joyce, who've been our hosts for these first 2 months. Dr. Erber and his wife have served in Western Africa for 27 years, since he was ordained a pastor. He's never served a parish church. And so we are working with Reverend Erber and all the church of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Ghana in order to train men for the ministry. The community in which we'll be living, Tamale, is a sort of, let's call it rural sort of town. Accra is the big capital, filled with many people. And people from all over the world come to Accra. Tamale is a provincial capital of the north, but it is still very Ghanaian. It's rural, for the most part, you would say, except for right downtown. And it's filled with many, many people who don't know Jesus Christ. The community in which we're living is actually over 50% Muslim. And I know that makes many people afraid, but it shouldn't have to. This is a friendly relationship between the Muslims and the Christians in that area, but still we need to let them know, as well as the people who are trapped in other sort of false religions, about God's love for them in Jesus Christ. And that's the community in which we'll be serving, amongst people who have been trapped in Islam, or amongst some of the African animistic religions, or people who have just wandered away from the faith. Ghana is a country that's very different from the U.S., but in many ways it's very similar. It's filled with people who want to be loved, want to make a living for themselves, who want to take care of their families, and yes, people who want to know God and have a relationship with Him. The problem is just as all people, our natural inclinations about God are a little off skew. We neither know God nor worship Him as we ought by nature. And that problem is universal, not just here in Ghana, but still here we have these unique problems of Islam and of animistic religions, that is, finding spiritual forces in everything, including trees and leaves. And we are here to help them learn that God has already loved them in Jesus Christ. And so there is a lot of similarities here, people wanting to know God. And we are here to help them know how God truly is, as He has revealed Himself to them in Jesus Christ. On the other hand, Ghana is very foreign. The way they think and the way they do things is very different for us, and that's a challenge for us. We have to constantly try to see things from their perspective, and I'm not sure a foreigner ever can fully come to understand the way they see things, but you at least strive your best to be able to see things their way. And because of that, we're trying to learn little bits of language here and there, to greet people in the marketplace, to greet people along the road, to be able to let them know that we are glad to be part of their country, part of their culture. And so we are striving to learn not only the languages, but also the customs. How one greets, how one talks, what one talks about. And so we'll be taking this all to the primary work of training men for the pastorate. In northern Ghana, there are many men who have been trained and received the title of evangelist. Bishop Finn, the head of the Ghanaian Lutheran Church, has decided that these men need to move forward in their training and become fully ordained as pastors. They may be serving small village parishes in the northern reaches of Ghana, but we want them to know better our Lutheran faith, our biblical faith. And so the work that we'll be doing is reaching out to these men and training them and giving them education so that they'll finally be able to be ordained as pastors. In this work, I obviously need a lot of help. Amongst the different ethnic groups that I'll be serving in, the Konkomba, the Bemoba, and the Kusasi are obviously different languages and different cultural things that I don't understand. That's why I'm so glad to say that I have a wonderful partner, the Reverend John Kombat. Reverend Kombat has been serving with missionaries for quite some time, and he and I together will be getting the church that used to be in Tamale started again. We want to be able to have a place for all the Lutherans who come to Tamale, and there are many Lutherans in Tamale, to come and worship on a Sunday morning and receive God's gifts of Word and Sacrament. And then we want to use that as a launching point for training these men that I spoke of. We want to use the church as a training ground, as a place where people can come and learn more about the faith and learn more about what it is that we confess as Lutherans. So Reverend Kombat and I will be spending a lot of time here in the very near future finding a place to worship for the time being until a chapel is built. The Bishop of Ghana has decided that a chapel will be built in due time, but at this point we need to work like church planters in the U.S., you might say, finding a place so that Lutherans can come and receive God's gifts. Once that chapel is built and we begin to reach out into the community, we will be bringing those men from the far northern extremes of Ghana, even further north of Tamale, to town so that we can train and educate them and help them serve. So far, we've spent the first 2 months getting to know Ghana, and it's been a wonderful time to get to know not only the country, but the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Ghana. We've met many pastors and laymen and church workers, and they all open up their arms to us. It is a very friendly, welcoming, loving country, and we're so blessed to be serving us alongside these people. And so our work so far has been only to get to know the church. Therefore, we're ready to move forward and to share the gospel with other people as soon as we're able. We'll be leaving during next week for Tamale to go and to set up our living quarters and get to know the town. That's basically what we've done so far. But we need your prayers as well. We need your prayers so that people will know the love of God in Christ, so that we will be able to communicate that as well as we should with people of different cultures and different languages. We would have you to understand that this work is a teamwork with our brothers and sisters in Christ back in the States. We are here and you are there sharing the gospel in your communities. We pray for all the parishes of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod every night. And we ask that you pray for us and for all missionaries. Today, as I was driving through Accra, I saw a wonderful bumper sticker that said, "Have you prayed for a missionary today?" I thought, what a great bumper sticker. I pray that everyone in the States, especially our brothers and sisters in Christ with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, We pray for their missionaries every day and ask God to help us share Christ with other people. One story that I'd like to share would be the story of Daniel. We were out one night in a cab. And a Accra is a very kind of, let's say, Christian with quotation marks around the word Christian sort of town. There's many churches around here that preach prosperity gospel. They preach a gospel about wealth, about breaking through your financial situations, and it's very sad. Many, many posters all over town, many, many bumper stickers all over town proclaim a gospel other than Christ and Him crucified. And we had this young man, Daniel, who was our cab driver, and we were able to share with him along the road the truth about what God wants for him in Christ. It was a wonderful moment when he finally said, "Now I finally understand." We prayed with Daniel. We were hoping to see him at a Friendship Sunday that next Sunday. Unfortunately, he was not there, but we still pray for Daniel. May I ask you to pray for Daniel and others like him who have been trapped in a false understanding of who Jesus is. Pray that God, the Holy Spirit, would break through the hearts of sinful men and women and lighten them the fire of Christ's love. We'd like to send our greetings back to our family, of course, our mothers, as well as our children, Joshua, Gretchen, and Jonathan, and our grandson, Isaiah. We miss them all, but it's wonderful to know that we stand side by side with them in the faith. Please pray for us. Please pray for the church, and pray for those who don't know Jesus. Thank you very much.